In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I'm Father Celso, and we're continuing with the new era, and we're on volume 12, March 2nd, 1921. Louisa begins, I was in my usual state. Her usual state was victimhood and suffering. And my always lovable Jesus came to me and told me, my daughter Louisa, the third fiat, my fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, will be like the rainbow which appeared in the sky after the flood, after the deluge, which as a rainbow of peace assured man that the deluge had ceased. So here, what Jesus is promising Louisa, what Jesus is telling Louisa, and now to us, is that this third fiat, the fulfillment of the Our Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, it's going to be like the rainbow. When this happens, the era of the evil one is over. This is why Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of his reign, Lucifer's reign. And now Jesus says, when this happens, when this great event occurs, and this is why we're reading, this is why we're studying, this is why we're putting this into practice, to prepare for this new era that's coming. A lot of people misunderstand and they believe, well, I'm now living in the divine will. Well, we want to live in the divine will. We desire to live in the divine will. But to live in the divine will fully is to have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. And no one at this point has this, only Louisa. Louisa possesses this gift of living fully in the divine will. The first one, as we see when we read the three appeals, the first person who will live one with Louisa in the divine will be the Vicar of Christ. Now this is coming, and this is why, you know, over the years, there's been such difficulty in the Vatican. The evil one does not want this to happen. Our job is to pray with confidence, pray with trust, pray with hope. And Christian hope is certitude. We are certain that God is going to have his will fulfilled. And the kingdom is coming. The fulfillment of the Our Father is happening. Little by little, this is happening. So Jesus says this, it will be like the rainbow in the sky. And we know the rainbow has been besieged by those who don't want God. And they use six colors, one less than the perfection, seven. And Jesus says this, so he says, so it will be like in the third fiat. It's what's going to happen is the era of destruction is over. They will be like rainbows, rainbows of peace. He says, as it comes to be known, as people become to love the divine will and live in as disinterested souls, they will come to live in God's fiat, my fiat, he says. What is a disinterested soul? A disinterested soul is a soul that its focus is the kingdom. Nothing else is the soul wanting to do. So as a Catholic, as a person who wants to enter into this kingdom, we focus on this book of heaven. Everything else in our life is we are disinterested in. We want to spend our time. We want to spend the limited time that we have on earth focusing on the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. So he says, these souls will be like rainbows, rainbows of peace. So what is Jesus showing us? That this new era that's coming is going to be so glorious that the people will be rainbows. The people will be showing God's love. And this is what Jesus says. These rainbows of peace, which will reconcile heaven and earth and dispel the deluge of so many sins which inundate the earth. So all this is coming to an end. It's the end of the of sin. And so how do I look at the divine will? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin. And the next part is no more death. What's coming is this abundant life that Adam had before the fall. It's going to be given back to mankind. This is the reason why we read the Book of Heaven, to enter into this gift, to participate in this gift that God is giving us. But God wants us to know how and why this is going to happen. So he has instructed Louisa with Jesus speaking to Louisa and now to us through Louisa to listen to him. Now, when God speaks, that word is an infinite word. When God speaks, when the word of God speaks to us, that word is so filled with divine life, divine light, divine love, that word will keep on expanding. God will expand our capacity to understand what he, the Lord God, is saying to us. So great things are in store, but we have to read. We have to study. We have to put this into practice. Jesus is going to teach us how to do this. So he says, basically, you can have 30%, 60%, or 100%, whatever you want. I will fill you with. So what the Lord is showing is this. He says, these souls who are entering into the divine will be like rainbows, rainbows of peace. They will reconcile heaven and earth. There will be no more distance between heaven and earth. He says, they will dispel this flood of so many sins, which the earth is surrounded by. This is where we live. At this point, what hope do the children have without Jesus Christ? What hope do they have? They have no hope. With television, with radio, with newspapers, with magazines, with the internet, what is teaching the children how to begin to live this abundant life? How to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Jesus says all that's going to be taken away that's in the world so that the children will be able to enter into this life of peace, this life of joy, this life of happiness. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary. That's what's coming. And so Jesus says this. He says, these people, these children, these rainbows of peace will have the third fiat as their own life. May your kingdom come on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. That's what's coming. A new era has begun. And Jesus is asking us to enter into this life. He says this. These rainbows of peace, these children of the divine will have the third fiat as their own life. Therefore, my fiat voluntas tua, this the fulfillment of the Our Father, may your kingdom come on earth, this dust on earth as it is in heaven, will have its full completion in these souls. Finally, Jesus says, I will have children who have what I gave to Adam in the beginning, my image and my likeness. This is what God is looking for. He's looking for us to so surrender to him, be so docile to the Lord God Almighty, that we can begin to live the life that God originally planned for Adam and all his children. But more than Adam, Jesus is now our new Adam. Mary is our new Eve. And the firstborn, Louisa, is who God gave this gift to begin again what God lost because of Adam's sin, to begin again to live in paradise, to begin again to live in Eden. This is why Our Lady said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. This time, this era, and that was 73 years ago, almost 74 years ago. Now it's going to begin. And Jesus says he wants to begin this life, this abundant life, your kingdom on earth in us, reigning in us as it is in heaven, as he wanted from the beginning of time. So he says this, and just as the second fiat called me, Jesus, upon the earth to live among men, Our Lady's fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. When that came, when Our Lady said that, the incarnation took place. God came to earth. God lived among men. And this is what he said. He says, it just as the second fiat called me upon earth to live among men, now the third fiat will call my most holy divine will, God's most holy divine will, into souls. And the divine will reign in souls on earth as it is in heaven. Finally, God has got his plan is coming to fruition. It's the completion of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It's the completion of all that God did in creation, all that God did in redemption. Now it's happening. We're going to enter into this third fiat, which is sanctification. What happened on Pentecost Sunday is going to look like a drop in the bucket compared to what God is going to bring to the earth. It's the third era. It's the new era. It's the era of mankind one again with God. This is what God has planned. And now he's going to give it to us. And he's asking us, all that Jesus asks, would you be willing to sit down and read? Would you be willing to sit down and study what I am going to give to you? And as you open the book of heaven, as you study the book of heaven, nothing can be the same anymore. Jesus is speaking to you. Jesus is speaking to your mind, your heart, your soul. God is bringing about a new beginning of your relationship with God. And he wants not just that you know him. He wants an intimate relationship with you where he will think in your thinking. What happens there? He heals the first power, our intellect. We don't see things from a human perspective anymore. We begin to see things from a divine perspective. The second thing is our memory. It's the second power that God gave us. Our memory is not what they said about me, what they said or did against my family. It's not that memory. It's the memory of Jesus and Mary. What did Jesus live? How did Jesus live? How did Mary live? And then finally, the human will. We use our free will to choose to live in God's most holy divine will. That's what's coming. That's what's happening. And Jesus says it's going to reign in us on earth as it is in heaven. So let's end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask that this become God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.